As we settle into the experience of the body, the mind, the way it is now, see if it's possible for there to be this sense of appreciation, even gratitude. As we begin tonight to pick up the theme of renunciation, remember that renunciation doesn't mean not having anything. It means learning to be content with what's already here and now. So in terms of the mindfulness of breathing instructions that we'll go through again tonight, depending on the level of refinement of the mind at any moment, that means that we get the ordinary sensations of the body and the breath coming in and going out. Or as the mind is more refined, that means the mind gets to know the quality of calm or joy or inner ease of the heart or quiet, peace. So this is definitely not ending up with nothing. Learning to be content with what is here, what is available here and now. So once again, we'll begin with the basic instructions from the Buddha, inviting us to train the mind to track and comprehend the ordinary sensations of breathing in, the ordinary sensations with the out-breath, alert enough to discern whether that in or out breath is a long one or a short one, smooth or a rough one. Receiving, knowing the actual sensations of each inhalation and exhalation from the beginning all the way to the end. In a way, this is what we have, this is what we own, this ephemeral stream of sensations as the breath comes in, as the breath goes out. It's actually quite amazing, worthy of interest. There's something quite beautiful in the simplicity of knowing the breath coming in, knowing the breath going out. And as the mind settles, to know the whole body breathing in, experiencing the whole body breathing out. So the powerful renunciation is not to need to add, not to need to go back to the thoughts we have about this or that, but instead to let it be as simple as knowing the sensations of the inhalation, knowing the sensations of the exhalation, or if the attention is more refined, knowing the whole body with the in-breath, knowing the sensations of the whole body with the out-breath, and noticing how the mind is relating to the body in a calm way as you breathe in, relating to the whole body in a calm way as you breathe out. It's important to, if you can, to have the sense of the simplicity and the beauty of breathing in, knowing the breath, knowing the whole body, and knowing this deepening, broadening sense of calm as a very real treasure that's here and now and dependable. Ordinary, but beautiful and dependable. So renunciation is considered a joy, simplicity of breathing in, knowing the body, knowing the calm is considered a joy. See if this can be seen or felt as you're breathing in. As you're breathing out. training the mind to feel the joy, to know the joy as you breathe in, breathe out, have a sense of it, filling the space of the mind and body, a sense of upliftment, lightness, buoyancy, energetic excitement, thrill in the body and mind. Mind appreciating the simplicity, intuiting the flow or the movement of body and mind, everything in motion. And remember, some people find it useful to use meditation words as you breathe in and breathe out. You could use the phrase whole body when you're training at that place, or calm, or joy, or ease, inner happiness. Remember, the mind is relatively gross, and don't ask it to notice subtle aspects of the mind. Just tracking the basic sensations of the in-breath and the out-breath in a clear way. As the mind becomes more refined, and gravitate toward noticing sukha, this inner happiness as you breathe in. Noticing this inner happiness, contentedness as you breathe out. And with that stable base, inner contentedness, And simply notice the mental formations as you breathe in and out, and in particular, any feeling tone, any pleasantness or unpleasantness that arises in conjunction with the thought, with any mental construction. The more you notice that, the more the mind quiets down, more neutral feelings instead of pleasant, unpleasant feelings, more quiet and more stillness. Or again, once ease is recognized, real steadiness, easeful mind, content mind, then the practice, the training is to breathe in and notice the feeling tone, pleasant or unpleasant, whatever it might be, and practice not being confused by it. It's just this feeling being known. Breathing out, it's just this feeling tone as it is, being known. And in doing that, notice the calming effect of not being confused by the pleasant or unpleasant feelings that are coming and going. The mind becomes naturally quieter when feeling tone isn't misunderstood. And then just to further expand the map, one trains oneself breathing in, noticing the mind, breathing out, noticing, experiencing the mind. So here we're aware of the mind, the activity of mind, the shape of the mind, the space of the mind, as the activity of nature. Noticing there is a mind, it's like this. And there's enough stability just to leave it alone. Noticing it and letting it be. So the phrase, if you want one, might be experiencing the mind. And in noticing or experiencing the mind as you breathe in and breathe out, then a deeper sense of appreciating the naturalness of the mind, happening on its own, breathing in, experiencing the mind as nature, beautiful expression of nature. Breathing out, appreciating the naturalness of the mind. In letting the mind be the mind, it becomes quieter. One trains oneself breathing in, stilling the mind, breathing out, stilling or concentrating the mind, letting it go to stillness or deeper peace. Breathing in, noticing the natural stillness of mind. Breathing out, noticing the natural stillness of mind. Breathing in, experiencing the release of the mind. Breathing out, experiencing the release of the mind. The mind free of weight or problem. So the empty mind, empty of personal problems. Like an open space.